Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live as we kick off the third hour of the program. The phones are open for you if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's Ian
Aria and Nobody.
We're going to tell you more about how the U.S. government that used to be against the Venezuelan government, used to sanction the Venezuelan government. Of course, the people are the ones that suffer from sanctions. But used to have sanctions on Venezuela, are now crawling on their knees, coming back to old Maduro and saying that they need help.
I just don't picture it that way. I think what the American government is doing here is dangling some money in a trailer park and trying to get the Venezuelans to get on their knees.
Could very well be. But
like, oh, hey, we do want some of that money. Yes, Mr. Biden.
I want to get back into it here. But first, we do have somebody who's probably a big fan of Venezuelan socialism. Her name is Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, why haven't you moved to Venezuela yet?
You know, it's more important is strengthening the Communist Party in America to educate people that it is good that we're going to buy oil from Venezuela. Because we could prove that communism works in Venezuela.
As long as they get money from capitalists.
Do well.
As long as they get money from capitalists. Right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's regime change.
They're not changing the regime. Maduro is... What are you talking about?
He's still fat and happy.
What are you talking about?
And his people are still starving.
Well, Trump wants to make sure to prove to the world that communism fails in Russia and Venezuela, and they do massive sanctions. But President Biden, he's a socialist. Kamala Harris. So by trading and buying oil from Venezuela, maybe they'll save the money and funnel it back to Russia, and then they'll invade the Poland next, you know?
So
that's the idea.
Why was socialism failing in Venezuela before the sanctions? Because people were already starving when the sanctions started.
Well, I think we don't get the real news, but I think they were taking the money from the capitalists and buying the hospitals for the people. From that's what I was told on the communist side.
All the better for the people to starve to death.
Just want to clarify something here. Nobody, as I understand it, and I did just double check it, Obama did impose sanctions on Venezuela as well. So,
when did Chavez take over? It was
almost two decades ago, I think.
Yeah, it was
something like
pre-Obama.
Correct.
Someone on YouTube has asked a really good question.
It really didn't take long for people to start starving and
the serious hunger didn't really start until the last decade, though. So,
Sarah, where is Venezuela?
The sanctions that the Obama put on is kind of worthless sanctions, like the sanctions put on Russia. Russians really do not care because they got China. The China as a backup. They'll get plenty of money from their warfare from China because they're secretly communist. Obviously, they're not going to oppose the war in the United Nations. Because they need all the Americans to buy their products at Walmart so they could keep making money, and they're going to funnel the money to Russia. And if Venezuela gets money from...
You're saying China is going to funnel money to Russia?
Well, I think they have been doing it. They're not scared.
No speculation. All right, you had a question for Sarah.
Sarah, do you know where Venezuela is?
Yeah, isn't it South America? Yes,
yep,
Venezuela
is
South America.
She's got that.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The important point here is that the socialist countries love to blame sanctions for their economic woes. And it is true that the Venezuelan government, at the very least some of the government officials, were facing sanctions, whether of the entire country.
And personally, I think we should have no sanctions against them. So there's no question about why socialism is failing.
Totally agree.
Cuba uses that excuse. Cuba can trade with any country in the world except the United States, and they're still failing.
Work. Like, Singapore has a lot of Chinese population. Obviously, their friend, North Korea has friends with Chinese. So they're going to ship boats of coconut. But if the Singapore trade with North Korea, then the U.S. will sanction them. They're not going to trade with this country, and they're not allowed to trade with that country. They impose that kind of sanction.
What did coconut do to the Chinese?
Look at this. Singapore... they have a high level of Chinese population. They have like 60% of them are Chinese merchants. They've immigrated there.
Uh-huh.
And so the North Koreans are friends with China. They still trade with China.
Yeah.
The U.S. told them, if you trade with China, if you trade with North Korea, we're going to sanction you. But China always sends them trains, everything with North Korea. So obviously... they sent boats of coconut to North Korea. They seized the boat. The U.S. seized the boat. And they always, if you...
What are you talking about? Don't North Korea and China share a land border?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. But the thing about it is that why does Singapore want to help North Korea? Because of the Chinese population in Singapore.
So they're shipping them coconuts?
But Taiwan has a pretty large Chinese population, too, and they're not that friendly with North Korea or with China.
Yeah, I don't...
The fact that people happen to be the same race doesn't put them on the same side.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're just wrong about this one, Sarah. The U.S. government has been sanctioning Cuba for a long time, but they cannot stop Cuba from trading with other people anywhere else on the planet. They just can't, unless they blockade them.
Cuban cigars
that's the way
are perfect.
The U.S. sanctions. Yeah, from what I hear about U.S. sanctions, China could have posed
that's the problem with you, Sarah. All you do is go on what you hear about things. And I don't know what you were going to say but I suspect it was to point out that you can get Cuban cigars as nearby as Canada, right?
Yeah.
And the U.S. government isn't sanctioning Canada because Canadians are able to trade with Cubans.
Nope. No. Now, there have been times when the U.S. has put transitive sanctions in place with different countries. And when I say transitive sanctions, I mean that the U.S. will sanction countries that trade with those countries. The only ones that I can think of have been Iraq and Iran, where they've done that. I may be wrong on that. I don't think Venezuela is on that list. I'm sure that Canada isn't on that. Or, I'm sorry, that Cuba isn't on that list.
They did threaten recently to do that to India, because India apparently in a UN vote abstained from saying naughty naughty to Russia.
Yeah, they just abstained. Sanctions. That's crazy.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight here. So back to the story, and that is that the Biden administration is now going to Venezuela's government and asking for a favor after years of sanctions. They're given a little bit of history in the story at the New York Times that Maduro responded to Trump's sanctions by seeking economic and diplomatic help from...
Russia!
Yes, for a long time, the Venezuelan government has been partners with the Russian government because, well, they're a humongous country and they're a big oil exporter, and Venezuela's in the oil business, so they've been working together. Russian energy companies and banks have been instrumental in allowing Venezuela to continue exporting oil, the country's biggest source of foreign currency, despite the sanctions, according to U.S. officials, Venezuelan officials, and businessmen. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has prompted the U.S. to pay closer attention to Vladimir Putin's allies in Latin America, which Washington believes could become security threats if the standoff with Russia deepens, according to current and U.S. officials, or former U.S. officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity.
Do they mean to suggest that Venezuela could be a security threat to the United States?
That's what they're suggesting.
How much meth are these people smoking to be that paranoid?
Yeah, I mean, Cuba has been a security threat at times just by, and I'm thinking of the Cuban missile crisis,
which were Russian
missiles,
right?
Back in 1963.
Or Soviet missiles.
It was Russian missiles that were placed on Cuba.
Yeah.
But Venezuela would not be a really good place for for Russian missiles, especially since Cuba's, you know, Cuba has not tipped over and sank, so that would be a much better spot.
Plus, Venezuela probably doesn't even have a ship that can even sail. They're just so bad. They're so bad off. And that's one of the problems that we came across years ago in their the news about their economy, was that they didn't even have any, like, internationally approved oil rig or oil tankers that could leave port. They just hadn't done the upkeep on them, so they were just rotting, essentially, in the ports, and they couldn't move them anywhere. They couldn't get them approved.
They didn't even know how to use them.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
show by dialing in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now that the U.S. government is not going to be dealing with the Russian government gang as far as oil is concerned, they've gone back to Venezuela, where they had
even though sanctions. Venezuela hasn't changed anything, right?
No.
There's still the whatever reasons the United States government had for doing whatever it did, all those reasons are still in play. But
yeah, like the corruption, the rampant corruption in Venezuela, the socialism, the fact that their people are, you know, not quite starving, but generally pretty hungry in Venezuela.
Yeah, but the American government doesn't care about these starving Venezuelans.
Impoverished. Well, they acted like they did. They acted like they were concerned about the whole situation there.
Oh, that's right. I mean, it's been such... COVID happened and just, like, blocked out all that other stuff. It's easy to forget the whole... What was that guy's name?
Maduro?
No, his opponent.
Oh, Juan Guaido.
Yeah, the one the United States was like, no, this is the real president.
Yeah, they were backing him in the elections against Maduro, which means he was probably like the CIA choice.
Yeah, and he actually ended up fleeing to the United States, I think.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, so it's hard to remember that actually happened.
So, Maduro responded to the sanctions, this is from the New York Times, by seeking economic and diplomatic help from Russia, as well as from Iran and China.
What did the U.S. expect? You know, they turned their back on this country. They got to pay. They got to feed their soldiers at least.
Right. If you can't do business with the U.S., do business with Russia, which has 140 something million people living in it. It's a big, important nation on the face of the planet.
The sad thing here is that now Venezuela will probably happily take that American money back instead of saying, "Hey, no, you spurned us.
Right.
We don't want your money."
But it will be interesting to see how this plays out. And as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has prompted the U.S. to pay closer attention to Putin's allies in Latin America, again claiming that they could be security threats. As the economy craters in Russia, the U.S. is seizing on an opportunity to advance its agenda among Latin American autocracies that might start seeing Putin as an increasingly weak ally. When the U.S. and its allies began considering sanctions on Russian oil and gas exports this month to punish the country for devastation wrought in Ukraine, prominent voices affiliated with both American political parties pointed to Venezuela as a potential substitute. So both the Republicans and the Democrats are saying, hey, why don't we just go talk to old Maduro, our old buddy over there?
It would make my soul happy for Venezuela or Maduro to be like, okay, sure. But you have to recognize me as the legitimate president of Venezuela. And
well,
you have to say that Guaido tried to steal the election.
Dude, no oil.
Yeah, I know they won't, but man, the universe needs that kind of irony.
Well, I mean, we're not talking about any good guys here, right? Maduro is a piece of garbage.
Sure.
And the
so
Republicans,
is Biden.
Yeah, and the Republicans and the Democrats who are going to try to, pimp him or whatever they're going to try to do, are also garbage because they're expecting that people are going to forget. And maybe they don't even know anything about Venezuela to begin, but people are going to just forget about all of the things that have been happening there over the last decade and just say, well, Russia worse, as these people are starving in Venezuela. It's like, all right, well, we'll give some money to your government now that has been impoverishing and torturing the people and stealing businesses, by the way. You want to talk about one of the most socialist nations on the planet. And also one of the least free places, of course. Venezuela literally has nationalized hundreds of businesses. Whole industries have been nationalized and then subsequently run into the ground by the Venezuelan government. And they just want to go back and give them some more business now.
That's what they did with the oil industry. They stole all the stuff from the countries or from the companies that were drilling for oil
right there.
And then they couldn't figure out how to use it to get oil out of it.
And this was decades ago that happened.
This was when Chavez first took over.
Well, they were using, really? I thought the PDVSA goes back further than that. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
And people like Sarah don't see any issue with any of this. They just think, oh, well, no, the issue isn't that Venezuela took these companies and ran them into the ground. It's that the United States just didn't give them enough money so they could keep running them into the ground indefinitely.
Yeah.
And there are countless people like Sarah throughout the United States now clamoring for socialism and communism, whatever, having no idea.
Yeah, Venezuela. The same people who think you can sell at a loss and make it up through volume.
So you're off by a couple decades, nobody. The history of PDVSA, which is the Petróleos de Venezuela, S.A., whatever that part stands for, was founded in the 1970s when Venezuela nationalized its oil industry January 1st of 1976. That was when PDVSA started. All foreign oil companies that had done business in Venezuela were then replaced by Venezuelan companies, and each of the former concessionaires was substituted by a new quote-unquote national oil company. So they managed to make it work for a few decades because, well, oil is valuable, and they, you know, they managed to pull that off for a while, and then ultimately failed miserably in within the last 15 years, if I recall correctly. So,
and it's been a slow, painful failure.
Yeah.
I mean, the people of Venezuela, I remember reading news articles about how they were purifying sewage water and stuff like that because they had nothing else to drink and just constant brownouts. Venezuela people can't even print their own money because they're too poor. They outsource it to different country.
And they have to pay, it to a private company.
And they have to pay them in U.S. dollars.
Or euro.
Or euros, mm-hmm. because that company won't take the Venezuelan currency.
That they print.
It's so laughably bad that I like it for the Venezuelan people that they could get some of these American dollars, but if the Venezuelan
it's going to go to the government.
I know,
it's not going to the people.
But pennies of it will go to the people, and maybe they can use that to buy some Bitcoin or something and actually secure some economic freedom.
It's not a done deal yet. Well,
BCH is actually doing pretty well in Venezuela. That's my understanding.
You mean as far as people buying it?
That would be Bitcoin cash.
Yeah, a lot of people are accepting it in Venezuela.
Well-connected Republicans have been in talks with Venezuelan bureaucrats about restarting the oil trade, including a former Republican congressman from Virginia who's working with a Washington lobbyist who briefly registered to represent Maduro's regime in 2020 and remains in contact with people around it. The Republican Scott Taylor said he spoke Friday night to a Venezuelan businessman who signaled that Maduro's team was eager to reengage with the United States. Quote, "We should take this opportunity to achieve a diplomatic win and a wedge between Russia and Venezuela," he said in a statement. Former Fox Business host Trish Regan and conservative media personality called for an alliance with Venezuela to displace Russian oil from the U.S. market. She wrote on Twitter on Friday saying, quote, "Venezuela has the largest source of oil reserves yet. We're handing that to the Chinese and Russians," she said. So it sounds
like, just stop dividing the world into us and them and instead, oh, we need to displace these Russians. We need to turn the Venezuelans against Russians. Can we not just, you know, cooperate and live in peace? Can we give that
just can't.
A shot for a few years?
Yeah, I wish we could, but that's not how they operate. But it's very interesting here that all of a sudden Venezuela, the previous bad guy, is now a potential ally that they think they will be able to bribe and turn them against the Russians. And I guess just look the other way as the people starve, right? Will the people with their Ukrainian lights in downtown Keene start cheering on the Venezuelans?
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of Ukraine is showing himself in his office. In a video posted Monday, the Ukrainian leader saying he's staying in Kyiv in his office and he's not hiding. He also has a message for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think he is capable of stopping the war that he started. And even if he doesn't think that he was the one who started, he should know one important thing. A thing that cannot deny that stopping the war is what he's capable of.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. More troops are being deployed to Europe. The U.S. Secretary of Defense is sending 500 additional troops amid the Russia-Ukraine war. Officials saying the troops deployed were already kind of queued up to go. USA Radio News. Home prices are showing no sign of slowing down.
As inflation continues to rise, the housing market has been in a worse frenzy during the pandemic, with prices surging as prospective buyers hoping for a break this spring aren't likely to see one. Recent home prices are continuing to jump by double-digit percentages. The median listing price for properties hit a record $392,000 in February, according to new analysis from Realtor.com. That's a jump of 27% from February of 2020. From the USA Radio News, Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
One person is dead and two others seriously hurt after a shooting this afternoon outside a Des Moines East High School in Iowa. Police say three teenagers were shot on school property from a passing vehicle and that the potential suspects are being detained. It's not known if the victims or suspects are students at the school. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Monday at the closing bell, the Dow losing close to 800 points. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the situation in Ukraine and the punishments that are being arrayed against the Russian people by various different U.S.-based and other international corporations. For instance, Netflix apparently has now cut off Russia.
And I can't believe, I mean, sure, some people are saying
it. That they were such a tactical advantage, too.
But, I mean, some people are saying it, but most people aren't realizing, look, they just, Visa, MasterCard, Netflix, all of these companies, they just kicked the Russian people out of the market entirely. They could do that anywhere in the on the globe that they wanted. Overnight, you could lose your total ability to access the Internet or to make payments. And most people just don't see it as a problem. Oh, they would never do that to United States citizens. They can and they will, and they have.
They have.
And they're doing it right now. There's a bunch of stuff that you can't watch on Netflix unless you use a VPN to come from another country or something like that. Sure, that's minor, but it's still content that you, as an American, are being denied. All they have to do is expand that.
They just kicked the hill off YouTube for a week.
Really?
The last strike they got was from playing uncut a Fox News interview with Trump where Trump said that the election had been stolen, and because they didn't break in and immediately say, no, it wasn't, oh, it was perfectly fair, they were kicked off.
Wow, so reporting the news got them kicked off, basically.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, we know all about that.
Without slanting it to the, you know, YouTube Democratic Party-approved party line, which makes me think more and more that the election was stolen. Because you don't have to go to this that kind of length to reinforce the results of a fair election.
Another company that has stopped in Russia, Airbnb. So punishing the Russian people who had been making maybe a little bit of money on the side by renting out their third room or guest house or whatever.
How could this possibly affect anyone except the average Russian person?
That's what I'm saying. Most of these punishments, quote unquote. Remember, the federal government and the European unions, for the most part, they supposedly were just targeting certain Russian banks and the supposed Russian oligarchs, but yet, nonetheless, there's been this huge wave of this corporate implementation of, well, we're just going to go ahead and cut off all of Russia.
Monkey see, monkey do, man. We saw the same thing during COVID where the government might recommend this or that, and then companies like, oh, no, you have to have your proof of vaccine to work here. You have to wear a mask if you want to interface with the public.
Going all in.
Yeah. Companies, for whatever reason, they don't have any nuance. When the government does something, they don't say, oh, the government was just targeting Russian oligarchs. We probably shouldn't ban Airbnb and affect the average Russian. They just go, oh, no, right. We hate Russia, too.
I suspect the Russian oligarchs really don't care what happens with Airbnb. But,
but it's probably good for them because they're the ones who own the major
big hotel chains. Yeah. So that one's gone. And you mentioned Visa and MasterCard. That was the big one over the weekend. And
American Express also, I'm pretty sure.
Yep. And PayPal as well. And, in fact, Forbes has a story about that one as well. Of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here at 603-283-6160.
I can't believe crypto isn't just exploding as a result of this. Because you can still send people in Russia cryptocurrency, and they can still use it, and they can still make purchases with it. And there's nothing governments or Visa or PayPal or anyone can do to stop it.
Yep.
Yeah, and it did jump up for a little while after, as soon as the quote-unquote invasion started, it fell. Bitcoin price fell to like $33,000, $34,000 and then climbed all the way back up to around $44,000 and then took another dive down. So you never can tell what crypto is going to do, but I think you're right, Aria. It's going to happen. It just might be next week or, you know, some amount of time with all the money printing going on around the planet by central banks, with the insanity of all of these financial restrictions on these people. People are probably right now looking into the alternatives, right, as they're realizing that, oh my God, I just lost my debit card, I just lost my, you know, my credit card processing, I gotta find something else. That's the time. And unfortunately, whether we like it or not, people are not motivated to change until it is forced upon them. So we can sit here and talk for years, as we have, about cryptocurrency, and the average person isn't going to make a move into cryptocurrency until they finally, the situation in life forces them to do it. The same way that people don't take police abuse seriously until it hits them or a direct family member or a friend, same thing's happening here.
It's sad, but it's so true.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this is the kick that these people need to actually get into cryptocurrency.
So the story here from Billy Bambro over at Forbes, he's one of their crypto and blockchain writers. He says the world's largest payment card networks, Visa and MasterCard, as well as PayPal, have suspended their services in Russia, with the moves described by one crypto expert as, quote, a bigger earthquake than the SWIFT ban. He says, quote, we're compelled, or this is the Visa.
That's probably true.
This is the Visa boss man. Quote, we are compelled to act following Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine and the unacceptable events that we have witnessed. Well, they weren't compelled by the state. They did this on their own volition.
I'd take them a lot more seriously in their commitment to human well-being if they did the same thing to America when the Americans invaded Iraq and Afghanistan for absolutely no reason.
And that was actually the point that the boss over at Kraken, the cryptocurrency exchange, made when he explained why he wasn't going to cut off Russian users from his exchange. He said if we were to cut off all the people, all the innocent people who are part of the, you know, the country that has unjustly invaded somewhere, we would have to cut off all our U.S. users.
Yeah.
And he said they're not going to do that. The chief executive, Alfred Kelly at Visa, said that their company would start cutting off transactions, quote, over the coming days. MasterCard said in a similar statement, quote, we don't take this decision lightly. MasterCard has operated in Russia for more than 25 years, unquote. Credit and debit cards issued by Russian banks will no longer work outside of the country, while Russian businesses and cash machines will be unable to accept cards issued from outside of the country. So anyone traveling in Russia right now, you just got screwed. If you were living over there for whatever reason as an American or somebody else, and now you, if you don't have crypto or something like that, you've just lost access to all of your banking.
Jesus. Yeah, so if you're just an American visiting.
Correct.
You're now stuck there unless you have cryptocurrency or something. I mean, you could probably get to the embassy and they could probably help you get home, but gee, what a nightmare that these companies just created.
Is there anybody in the U.S. embassy in Russia? I know we expelled their diplomats, or the U.S. expelled the Russian diplomats.
Great question. Have they shut them down? There have been local media reports that Russia's Sberbank will begin issuing cards with China's Union
Bank. Sberbank?
That's what it sounds like. Meanwhile, Russia's payment network alternative to Visa and MasterCard that was founded in 2015 is thought to have just a 30% market share in the country. So, yeah, there are going to be some alternatives that are going to come up. And then Visa and MasterCard, I mean, are they ever going to be able to regain their foothold if they decide to turn operations back on in Russia after China swoops in to...
They don't care because they know that sanctions aren't an alternative to war. They're a prelude to war. They know that the end goal, the end result of all of this is going to be the United States being at war with Russia and probably victorious. So by default,
that would be really bad.
The United States will go in there and will implement its Visa and its MasterCard, and it won't matter what the Russian government has to say about it.
If the U.S. goes to war with Russia, there may not be anything left.
There may not be anything left.
Anywhere.
And it may well be Russia and China, because that would be a really opportune moment for China to overrun Taiwan and say, okay, see if you want to go to war with us and Russia.
Well, Russia hasn't proven themselves capable of handling Ukraine.
I mean, there's a reason why Biden and the United States federal gang will invade places like Iraq and Afghanistan and will not get involved with Russia, and that's because Russian nukes can reach the United States. I mean, that's, I think, one reason why you're seeing Joe Biden saying things like, we are not going to get involved in a war with Russia, but things...
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Are open here. You're invited if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the mainstream payment processors out there. Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, apparently American Express as well. They're all jumping on board this, you know, we picked our government team bandwagon. They're going for the Ukrainian government gang versus the Russian government gang, and they're cutting off 144 million potential users in Russia because, well, let's punish the people of a dictatorship, basically, because they haven't overthrown the dictator. That's supposedly
and what's sad is they recognize that. They know it's not Putin. They want to punish the Russian people until they act, until they overthrow their government.
Which never happens. Never happens. The Venezuelan people didn't overthrow Maduro after years of sanctions and even near starvation.
But can you imagine being so evil that you openly and knowingly support this ideology? I don't care if we punish innocent people.
Right. Let's cut off our own business because we're worried that other people might protest us. Let's cut off 144 million innocents and however many thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent businesses there that are just trying to make a living for them and their employees. Nope, no more payment processing. It's just absolutely insane. I want to go to Jack, though. He's in Washington.
It may be good for them in the long run because they may become the biggest crypto adopters in the world.
If they're smart, that would be the best move they could make. Yep. But it looks like they're just turning to Chinese banks, and you know they're not yet to the point of adopting crypto. But we'll see.
Well, Chinese banks, what could possibly go wrong?
Jack, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Washington.
Yeah, I kind of agree with everybody here. I think that...
Everybody or nobody?
Well, nobody and everybody. Of course, nobody. Yeah, but, you know, they always say that cliche, that phrase, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it.
And if you do learn from history, you're doomed to stand helplessly by while everybody else repeats it anyway.
Yeah, but this does look extremely familiar to the whole Germany into Poland thing. And remember, the president was Roosevelt, and he didn't want to get involved because there was a lot of peace marching going on. And then it's just, I'm not saying it's just, it's bizarre. It has so many similarities. That's not my main point I wanted to make.
Yeah, because that's a bit misleading. I mean, I always heard that, and I've always said that, you know, FDR, whoever, they kept the United States out of the war, but that's not true. They just kept the United States out of combat. The United States was part of World War II as long as World War II was a thing. They just
want to sound that familiar now? That's exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah, and I criticize the United States doing it now.
The Ukraine government is basically a puppet state for the United States and NATO, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm saying China, I think, is actually just playing like a blackjack game or, Texas Hold'em, threatening Taiwan, I don't think with any actual intention of attacking Taiwan, waiting until the rest of the world destroys itself, and, hypothetically in the long game, which is, I think, what China plays, and I think the deep, deep liberals or, dare I say, Illuminati type ideas also play long games that go over hundreds of years. Anyway, I think that's kind of deep, but that's my point.
All right, Jack, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Number here is 603-283-6160. Quote, PayPal supports the Ukrainian people and stands with the international community in condemning Russia's violent military aggression into Ukraine, said PayPal chief executive Dan Shulman.
So punish the Russian government, you cowards.
According to Preston Byrne, who, as I understand, is a liberty-friendly attorney, says the Visa MasterCard shutdown is a bigger earthquake than SWIFT, adding that trillions of dollars are going to be made building a mirror system that doesn't respond to American pressure, unquote. Over the last week, trading between...
Well, they could just use crypto.
Yeah.
Well, and trading between Russia's ruble and cryptocurrencies has soared, according to data from Chainalysis, a crypto research company. So, indeed, nice. Many Russians are purchasing cryptocurrency, and a lot of crypto exchanges have not put the freeze on Russian accounts as of yet.
Well, it would be almost impossible for them to really do so. I mean, especially some of these exchanges that support things like U.S. dollar tether. And like xmarkets.com, where all you need is an email address. Okay, Russian people.
Sure.
Create an email address. Sign up with the VPN. Suddenly you're no longer a Russian citizen and no one knows otherwise. You can get all the U.S. dollar tethers you want. I'm not telling you how to bypass sanctions. I'm just saying these ways already exist and cryptocurrency has made them possible. And keeping PayPal and Visa and MasterCard from doing crap like this is why cryptocurrency exists.
Yep, and then you also have things like ThorChain, which is the decentralized exchange that is just coming into its own. I mean, it's only been around for a few years, and they are they're very interesting because the idea with ThorChain is that you don't have an account. So it is a decentralized finance kind of thing, but it's a cross-chain exchange. So prior to ThorChain, the only kind of accountless decentralized exchanges were all within Ethereum networks. So for listeners that don't know what we're talking about here, Ethereum is the second largest cryptocurrency by market volume. They have a bunch of tokens, and so one Ethereum token can trade with another Ethereum token, and you don't have to have an account to do that at these exchanges, like Uniswap is one of them, and there are others.
And the most important thing about Ethereum is you can have programs running on the Ethereum system that, as I understand it, nobody knows who put them there.
Correct.
But they're there.
And these decentralized exchanges are some of those programs that are running on Ethereum. But the problem is you can't switch from Bitcoin to Ethereum. You can't switch from Ethereum to Bitcoin Cash on these Ethereum-only decentralized exchanges. But on ThorChain, you can.
Okay, so it's like a shapeshift, but...
It's an exchange.
But decentralized, an accountless exchange that anyone can go sign up for that is completely, you know, not owned by... In fact, it has different... it's a protocol. So ThorChain is a protocol, and there are other things that interact with that protocol. So there's different websites and different services. Shapeshift, for instance, last year they went into a decentralized autonomous organization. They've converted from, or are in the process of converting from a corporation, a centralized corporation, to a decentralized autonomous organization. And one of the things they announced was that they had implemented ThorChain within the Shapeshift app. And so now you don't need to have a know your customer process anymore in order to trade your cryptos on Shapeshift. So this kind of stuff from Visa, MasterCard, and the centralized exchanges is going to drive a lot of interest in things like decentralized exchanges for cryptocurrency like ThorChain. So I think we're going to see that thing explode in the next coming years.
Well, libertarians are always just a decade or two ahead of everyone else. I mean, we've been talking about the need for decentralized exchanges and decentralized currencies for years upon years.
But it's finally, one of them's finally upon us, which is very
interesting. What's happening exactly what we said was going to happen. You have people like PayPal, MasterCard, Visa being able to control every aspect of your finances, even more powerfully than the major international banks that use SWIFT network. So this is a bigger deal than SWIFT. This is a bigger deal than the European Union. Cutting you out is these American companies saying, no, you can't do this anymore.
Chengpeng Zhao is the founder and chief executive of Binance. He dismissed fears that Binance, by the way, is the number one crypto exchange on the planet right now by volume, dismissed the fears that Bitcoin and crypto could be used by Russia to evade sanctions, claiming that, quote, crypto is too small for Russia. He said currently the media and politicians are spending a lot of effort and focus on crypto and sanctions. If we look at the crypto adoption today, there's probably about 3% of the global population with some kind of crypto exposure, i.e. owning some crypto. Of those, most only have a small percentage of their net worth in crypto, less than 10% on average. So there's probably only less than 0.3% of the global net worth in crypto today. This percentage applies equally to Russia, he said. So I guess
until Russia suddenly needs to convert all of their wealth into crypto.
Which, if they did, would shoot the prices up big time.
Yeah. Bitcoin may not be big enough, but cryptocurrency as a whole with its trillion-dollar-ish market.
Almost two.
Down.
It's about $2 trillion for all of crypto.
Yeah. Okay.
And don't forget the ability to fire up a new crypto at the drop of a hat just by taking some, take the Bitcoin Cash code and
Bitcoin Cash is still at like 10% its maximum, right? I mean, it's got the infrastructure already there to be worth $2,500 per.
Oh, yeah.
The people, all we need is 10 times as many people, and the governments throughout the world are providing cryptocurrency with that demand.
So they say 3% of the world population. What percent of the world population is in Russia?
I don't know. We're going to return tomorrow night. You can join us then online. In the meantime, we'll be over at freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.